joining us today, our live interview, I have someone who's been driving around the countryside. I have Josette, who is a Christchurch, New Zealand-based singer-songwriter known for fresh blends of rock, pop, Indian, R&B. And you, well, you very much look like a Tay-Tay, Taylor Swift. The Taylor Show, a tribute to the eras of Taylor Swift. Welcome to Coast Access Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, we're going to have the whole show here in a couple of days.
Yes, on the 12th of November, I'm bringing myself, I'm bringing the whole amazing band, all of our flashy lights, all of our sparkly costumes coming to Panapuromu. We're very, very excited.
And what kicked this off? Why are we having the tribute band, which is great, it's amazing, but there was a release of The Life of a Showgirl, the unofficial tribute show, Taylor, but it's making a debut around November and December. Why the show?
Yeah, I mean, the Eras Tour was such a monumental thing culturally, musically. I mean, for me as a woman in the music industry, Taylor Swift has always been such an icon and an incredible businesswoman as well to look up to. And I think the Eras Tour kind of finished. And as a Swiftie in New Zealand, of course, unfortunately, we didn't get the delight of having the Eras Tour.
Yeah.
So we've just worked really hard at bringing this show together and get to bring it around the country and all the Kiwi Swifties, especially the young ones that couldn't even travel or just anyone who can't get to those. I mean, there are only a few lucky people that got across to Australia to see it from New Zealand. So, yeah, we're just so excited to get to bring all the Swifties together in New Zealand. It'll be really, really special.
It will be special because if you look at any sort of video or you've got all sorts of parents, people being at her concerts, taking videos of their children who are just going crazy for her and for the show, and they're basically crying. So the people have missed out on that, but they get it anyway with this experience with the show that's touring around the country. How many people in the band?
Oh my goodness, in our band, so on stage with me, we have two amazing dancers, two incredible vocalists, then we have four other band members as well. And then we've got a whole team of crew also helping us, you know, pack up and get from theatre to theatre as always and making sure the show looks beautiful and sounds lovely. But there's lots of us working together and we're all super enthusiastic and passionate about the show and the kids. And it's just such a fun environment that it's just a joy to work on it every time.
So you're a Swiftie anyway, but you look like Taylor Swift as well. That must help with your performance.
Well, that's such a compliment. I think so. I think, you know, small things, she has such an iconic look with her eyeliner and her lipstick as well. Like it really kind of helps me get into character and make sure that I'm providing all the things about Taylor Swift that the audience want to see and that makes them feel like they're in the right environment.
And the hair as well, the lovely long hair.
The long hair that gets whipped around and all in my face. It's a real commitment, the long hair, that's for sure.
So like Taylor though, you play a lot of instruments yourself.
Yeah, I'm very similar to Taylor. I just play like basic guitar. Well, I play guitar and I play keys. I really grew up watching Taylor Swift and kind of knew that playing guitar and playing keys could really assist you in your own songwriting and mean that you're quite self-reliant. So yeah, very similar in that way. I loved learning those instruments so that I could build my own music.
So this must have been pretty exciting for you to get this gig. When did you start with this whole tour or with the putting the whole show together?
Yeah, we started putting it together at the end of January this year. So it's been pretty quick. We managed to put it all together and we did a couple debut shows in March in Australia. And then we've taken it on the road since then through Canada and Australia and now finally to my homeland. So I'm very excited for my mum to see the show.
Which one's mum going to?
She's going to Christchurch at Christchurch Town Hall, which I, you know, is just like going to be a massive highlight for me to get to lead a show at my hometown town hall. Like it's just an incredible experience. Well, it hasn't happened yet, but I know it will be. So I'm very excited.
Well, I mean, based on so far what you've been doing overseas, tell us about those particular shows that you've been doing overseas. What was that experience like and how many have you done?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Good question. I've done exactly 42 because I like to But yeah, mainly it's just everyone that comes to the show is just so amazing. And we just want everyone who's ever listened to Taylor Swift and who loves her music or has memories of singing her songs with loved ones or on their own or it connects to her music to come along. And the Eras Tour has so many amazing traditions like the friendship bracelets and dressing up as the different eras, especially within groups of people. Like we often get families and each one of them is dressed up as a different era.
That's neat.
Yeah, so getting to like just come out on stage and look out to this group of people who finally all get to be together to celebrate this common interest and also enthusiastic and get so into the spirit of it all. Like, we're just so thankful to get to ride off of Taylor's amazing coattails that she set with her fans. And yeah, it's just all about the community for our shows and everyone singing along. It's just the best ever. We have so much fun.
So with doing 42 shows and a pretty packed calendar going forward, is
Yeah.
it the music or is it the fans that kind of give you that? I mean, you look like you've only, you've done your first one. It looks like you look like you're still fresh. You're very happy. I know you've been traveling around. How do you still keep that enthusiasm? Is it the music? Is it, or is it the fans, or is it both?
It's both. It's definitely both. For me, it's definitely the fans. They're consistently like, I just get to be like, I'm as much of a fan of Taylor Swift as they are. So I just feel like we're all singing along together. And that just makes, on those days where you've only had a couple hours of sleep, it really just makes it all worth it. But the music is fantastic. And because of the way the Eras Tour was shaped and the way we've based our show off of it, with the different eras kind of breaking up the show, there's such unique genres and moods and styles. So the show goes so fast because I kind of get to change character and dip into different styles of singing and performing. So that also, because a different day you might really just want to sing some cute love songs, and on a different day you might need Reputation to let out some of your emotions. So, because of that as well, it's just, I mean, and her music is timeless. We all know all the words. Everyone who comes to the show is like, I didn't realize I knew every word to that song, but I really do. So it's a real privilege to get to share that music.
And also, it's a family-friendly show. So
Yes, definitely.
you've mentioned there all the eras that can turn up in one family.
Yeah, so you've got people like me who have been watching her music video since she was 15, 16. So I've been a fan since I was little and now I'm 26. And I just want to, if I could go to the show, I'd bring my group of friends. Maybe we'd have a wee drink and dance along. And then we've got all the new fans from the younger ones, especially from watching the Disney Plus Eras Tour recording. So it's a huge mix of people and it's so fun and everyone's just as happy to be there. So it's brilliant.
So it's a night of Taylor Swift music. You've got all the music happening. You've got the dancers. You've got the stage. The costumes are changing. People are singing along. They're getting dressed up. I don't need to sell it at all. This is an amazing, amazing
Yeah.
show.
No, it's just so fun. We encourage everyone to get up and dance and sing along. Like we're all just there to have a good time. Going to the theater is a special treat that you don't go every day. And so we just make it as special and fun as we can for everyone. We just encourage everyone to make the most of it. Dress up, take your photos, sing along, make friends, trade friendship bracelets, just get into it. Make it a real special experience. It's just so fun.
Well, we actually have, very lucky here at the station, we have two double tickets to give away. I know, to the show in Parapanaumu because it's on at one of our favourite venues. It is at Southwood Theatre at Otahunga in Parapanaumu. We love that theatre there. So we have two double tickets to give away.
Yay! Congrats to whoever gets them.
I
That's so
know.
awesome.
So we're going to put a little comp up on our Facebook page. And do you have a favorite era out of the era tribute show? Or is that too hard? Just like you said, it depends on whether you're happy or sad.
Exactly. Yeah. Sometimes, like, all I want to do is just play the Fearless era, play guitar with the band, and just jam. And then sometimes I want to do Reputation. I just want to, get real moody and I have lots of energy. And, but it changes every night. But consistently, I think my favorite song is Enchanted from her Speak Now album. It's just such a, I just get to stand there and sing it. And it's just a beautiful song. And yeah, oh gosh, I love, I can't wait to perform it. I'm so
Oh, how
excited.
cool. So if you want to experience this very special night, it's Taylor, a tribute to the eras of Taylor Swift music. It's the New Zealand National Tour, and it's happening pretty much, it's starting real soon, 8th of November in Auckland, but it will be in Paraparaumu on the 12th of November, 7 p.m. I think there's still tickets available.
Yes.
And there's certainly four available here. We've got two double tickets to give away. But you're also going to Whanganui, Palmerston North, Oamaru, Invercargill. If you're around the country, you're around the Motu, there will be a chance for you to go and see the show.
Listen, we're going all the way down to Invercargill. We're going to Westport. We're going everywhere.
Boy,
absolutely.
Boy. This is huge. This is a lot of singing that you're doing. And I can tell you, listeners, Gisette, you look and sound exactly like you'd want Taylor Swift to be. Upbeat, wholesome, fabulous, fun, exciting, talented. She's got all the things.
Thank you. That's so kind.
So if you want to win double passes to go and see Swifties, I'm talking to you, Taylor, a tribute to the eras of Taylor Swift, you need to send us a message on our Facebook page. We will put up a little thing on our Facebook page. So go there and we'll tell you how to enter and you can go and see the gorgeous Josette and all the other crew there on the night. Very soon, the 12th. It's coming around pretty quick.
Come dance with us. Come sing with us. It's going to be so fun. Can't wait.
Get up in the aisles and dance along, sing along to Taylor Swift.
Exactly.
Josette, thank you so much for joining us. I know that you're really busy. You're driving around and you've taken the time to talk to us here at Coast Access Radio. We love it.
Oh, it's a pleasure. And it's just such an exciting time. The new album's out. It's just such a joy to spread the Swifty goodness around the country.
Aren't you wonderful? It's just like a little wand of happiness that you're sending our way. I love it. Josette, thank you so much for joining us.
Of course, thanks for having me.